Support for this podcast of KPLU's Food for Thought comes from PCC Natural Markets. This season, PCC has complete holiday meals, organic produce and meats, and gift ideas from local producers with 9 Puget Sound locations. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com. PCC. Taste the season.
Pretty mama's in the kitchen this glorious day. Smell the gravy simmering nearly half a mile away.
Well, Nancy, people are going to be hearing this either the day before Thanksgiving or a couple of days after on Saturday. Either way, what I have noticed, what people are usually most afraid of, is lousing up the gravy. Have you noticed this too, or am I just way off base here?
No, it's absolutely true. You know what? That's because you and I are comfortable at our stove, and not everybody is. And those are the people you see standing in line buying the Franco-American gravy mix.
Oh, I know, and I hate to see that. Well, not a lot, because what do I care what other people do? But it's so unnecessary. Nothing could be simpler than making gravy.
Is that right, Stein? So how do you do it?
You want to make a roux, which is going to be half fat and half flour. The fat can be butter, it can be oil, it can be drippings from the meat, whatever. But you mix those two together and just stir them up, and then you have a roux. And make it as dark as you want. It can either be blonde or kind of reddish or brown. But once you've got that together, add liquid to it. Add less liquid than there is roux to begin with, and you'll never have to worry about lumps. And then just keep adding more liquid, stirring and stirring and stirring as you go until it's all been added, and then let it cook. If it's not as thick as you want, then just cook it down until it gets thicker. If it's too thick, add more stock. Bingo. Season it the way you want to. That's gravy. Wrap it up when it's a little bit thinner maybe than you'd like it to be, because as it cools between the time you take it off the stove and bring it to the table, it's going to get thick. That's it.
You know, I don't have any trouble making gravy, and I don't go to much trouble at all other than making sure I have some halfway decent stock. If you're really smart, you want to go ahead and find yourself some nice turkey parts long before the holiday dinner is upon us and make yourself some turkey stock. I always pull out the neck and everything from my turkey and throw that into the stock that I had made in advance. So you want to try to have something either stock in the freezer, make stock a day or two in advance, or just use Mr. Swanson's. Or is that Mrs. Swanson's? I use Wonderflour. You know, I take the schmutz from the bottom of the turkey, the fat, as you would call it, add a little Wondra to that, and then just start putting in the stock slowly but surely, stirring a little more Wondra, a little more stock, and I call it good. It's always delicious. I like using the juice from the roasted turkey, however.
What I will do when I take the turkey out, it's got to sit there and rest anyway. So after I pour off all that extra fat, then I'll just deglaze the bottom of the pan with a little vermouth or some stock or whatever and add that to it too. I don't use Wondra, even though it's good stuff and you can just add it. You can shake it straight into the liquid and it won't lump because of the way the particles are shaped, I think. But I like to make a roux.
Every year at the Seattle Times, we do a big holiday package, and we did ours a week or so ago. So all of the information about turkeys and gravy and what some of the local Seattle chefs have to say about making gravy, you'll find in our holiday guide, and you can find that on my blog,
which will be linked from kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought, and there'll be a link there to Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat. I'm Dick Stein.